Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And this is your daily dish. Sadly, Rachel is calling in from home. She caught my plague.
I did. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm across the river.
But we appreciate your sacrifice and not coming in and getting everyone else sick.
I think that's a good practice. A good office mate would not want to spread her germs.
Exactly. I don't know how we transition into this, but you know what was kind of the surprise news of the day for me?
What, Megan?
Caroline Stanbury from Ladies of London mm-hmm. is coming out with her own line of furniture.
Oh, I mean, I love her Dubai home, so I'm not surprised. It's amazing.
Well, so then it led me back to the site to look at that gallery that we have, mm-hmm. and it is. It's like I would shop all of those things.
Right, and literally, like, how do I buy that, like, rose gold couch?
Right, and so the designers she worked with on that home is who she's collaborating with on this collection, and it's called EC My Life. And you can see photos of it on the Daily Dish of, like, it was a sneak peek at some upcoming pieces that she featured on her Instagram.
Can I just say, I am so happy for Caroline because I know Gift Library closing really affected her. And I feel like even now on the show, we're seeing the kind of, like, results of that was a big deal. And I feel like even now it's affecting her relationships on the show. So I'm just so happy that she has, like, this business again. Like, I know that's who she is, that who she wants to be, and I just love her, and I'm so happy for her.
And it reminded me of a conversation I was having with someone yesterday that Lauren Conrad had given this interview, and she was saying too often people get, they feel like once they've gone down a career path, there's no turning back. Like, I'm married to this career that I wanted back then. And she was like, but really, you can switch whenever you want. And I kind of like that Caroline did pivot to something different. Like, yes, still within, like, that whole, you know, curating a lifestyle, but not what I necessarily expected her next move to be.
Right, but I just make so much sense with those photos of her Dubai house. It's like, I feel like people were gagging, so she was like, well, I should do something with this.
Totally.
She's a smart business lady.
That Caroline.
Check out the photos of Caroline's home on BravoTV.com and tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish and let us know what you think about her design.
So, last night,
inside the Actors Studio with Viola Davis.
It was really good.
Really good. You know, sometimes there are some people that come on that I'm like, oh, I like her, but I'm not like, I need to catch that. But hers is fantastic.
It was, from beginning to end, very compelling.
Yes.
We find out that she lived in, like, a literal rat-infested home.
And that's why she's, like, afraid of the dark, she says, which is crazy.
And, like, you can just tell that, you know, growing up in poverty really shaped a lot of her experiences.
Mm-hmm,
and she said that once she had gotten into acting, when it came time to go to college, she was asking around, like, what's the college I should go to if I want to become an actor, if I want to get an agent straight out the gate, where should I go? And people were like, well, you have to either go to Juilliard, NYU, or Yale. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. At that time, that was your three options. And she only had money for one application fee, so she just did Eeny, Miny, Moe. And that's how she ended up at Juilliard.
Right, and I found it fascinating. We had a bonus clip that Juilliard, apparently she was constantly told that she was too fat. They would constantly tell her that she was too fat and too heavy.
It's crazy because they were showing photos of her throughout the years, and never once did I think she looked big at all.
She said they asked her, well, how old are you? And she's like 25. They're like, so it's not baby fat.
Who said, in the bonus clip?
Yeah. One of her teachers said that to her. And I just found it shocking based on the last Inside Actors Studio that we saw with Jessica Chastain. And she was raving about Juilliard, how she finally found, like, the place where she felt understood. And then you have Viola Davis, a former co-star of hers in The Help, having a completely different experience at Juilliard. And the whole thing was amazing. But that was just one of the bonus clips that are equally, like, fascinating about her life. And she's just so positive still, which I found, like, fantastic. She also talked about how, you know, as someone that did come from poverty, she is a dark black woman, not necessarily the Hollywood type. Like, she basically said there was no type that I was. And hearing her story, it's just amazing. She's an amazing woman. She talked about how all the bads in her life still bring her joy, even, like, her violent past, her growing up in a violent family situation. Like, she's just an incredible woman, and I was just kind of, like, in awe of her watching it.
Totally.
If you missed Viola Davis last night, you could always watch her on BravoTV.com and the Bravo Now app.
Are you tuning in through iTunes? If so, you need to go rate and review us. Show us your love with some beautiful comments about our sultry voices.
And interesting comments.
Sure.
But more so the voices.
Reach, feel better.
Thank you.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.